Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 240 of Heroes Unlimited. We're in the Major Super Abilities section, and we're continuing to talk about the same power we talked about last time, Alter Limbs. Yesterday we talked about the most obvious and pretty much best use of this power, which is to turn your arm or arms into guns and convert your viscera into bullets and shoot balls of teeth and guts and bone at your foes until they die. And you do also. In what is, for me, a beautiful act of spite. Like, I hate you so much, I'm willing to trade holes in me for holes in you on a one-to-one basis. But there are lots of other things you can do with alter limbs, and that's what we're talking about today. Number one, if you are more defensively minded, you can turn your limbs into shields rather than weapons. This has much the same benefits and drawbacks that you would expect. The benefit is, if you turn your arms into a very hard material, you can block swords with them. On the downside, you are still putting your arm directly in the way of a sword, and that hurts. In much creepier news, you can stretch your limbs way out, but not make them more flexible or give them more joints. So you don't stretch like Mr. Fantastic. You stretch out in a weird, like, human stilt way. Your fingers, hands, and arms, your feet, and your legs get twice as long, but are still only articulated in the normal points. So you're like a big, shambling, clumsy monstrosity. There's no indication of why you would do this. No real beneficial mechanics. It's just, you know, I guess if you want to creep people out, you can do it. I mean, obviously, you're going to arrive at this at some point. If these are your powers, you're going to think, hey, can I just make my forearm uncomfortably long, like disturbingly long for no reason? It's like how all kids independently arrive at spinning their tooth around on a thread when they're losing their baby teeth. It's human nature to exploit your body's natural ability to be gross. Finally, on a more mechanically beneficial note for your crime-fighting career, you can transform your legs and feet into means of locomotion to get faster. The first options given here are for non-powered means of locomotion. You can grow rollerblade wheels out of your feet. You can change your legs into bicycle or wheelchair-style wheels. Or, it suggests here, you could even turn both legs into a pogo stick. And these options triple your speed attribute, which is nice, but the aesthetic doesn't work for me. Because remember, up top, your main superhero asset is your ability to turn your arms into deadly weapons, you know, swords, scythes, machine guns, grenade launchers. Combining that with a pogo stick on the lower body, I'm not feeling it. I'm confused about your brand. Where it's really at is the motorized means of locomotion. You can turn your legs into motorized wheels or treads. That'll multiply your speed by 6, but that's not even the best you can do. I neglected to mention yesterday that if you have one of the minor super abilities of energy expulsion, you know, energy expulsion, fire, or electricity, or brick ray, or whatever, you can shoot whatever your chosen beam is out of your arm and turn your arm into, like, a laser gun, and it increases the range of your blast. And you don't need to pay for those blasts by spending internal organ chunks, which is nice. Now, granted, this is not necessarily the most likely thing to happen, that you'll have both of these powers. Alter Limbs is unfortunately a rare superpower. You would have to roll that and roll Energy Expulsion, assuming you're doing random rolls. But maybe you chose your powers to go together, or maybe you get lucky with the rolls. If you have these two together, not only can you shoot laser blasts out of a laser gun arm, but, quote, characters who also have the power of Energy Expulsion can create rocket legs and fly at low altitudes. Now, you'll notice the way I said rocket legs there. That's because it's in italics. That's not a rules term or anything. It's just a little bit of editorial instruction on the way you're meant to say this phrase. And no wonder. It's wonderful. Characters who also have the power of energy expulsion can create rocket legs and fly at low altitudes and at a speed 10 times faster than their normal speed attribute. When the body is down to 15 hit points, it automatically shuts off this power because it costs you 1 hit point for every 2 minutes of flight time. That may seem steep, and, you know, when you're spending hair and flesh to get around, you do want to, you know, keep that budget in mind. At a certain point, it adds up. It's like taking a lift all over town. You know, you get one, you get another one, you get another one. Before you know it, you've got horrible gouges all over your body. But you can get a long way in 2 minutes if you play your cards right. Because once again, in an example of terrible design, we're talking about attribute multipliers. Times 10 to your speed attribute, that means an average person with a speed of 10, no physical training at all, just an average person who uses this power to grow rocket legs, will have an effective speed of 100 in flight. That's like 70 miles an hour. But other multipliers may apply. Can I interest you, for example, in a flying fish man from a fish planet? We talked the other day about how if you have underwater abilities and you are from a fish planet, then that reverses the polarity of your underwater abilities and you get land abilities so that you're a fish person who can run really fast on land. And as we all know, the faster you can run, the faster you can swim. And if you're a fish, you're really good at running. Therefore, QED, a fish from another planet, a fish planet who has rocket legs, if endowed with rocket legs from a magical source who allows him to transform and escape the tragedy of fish rot by traveling to another planet and becoming a supersonic runner, that fish man, I submit to you, will be able to achieve a flight speed of something like 18,750. That is nearly Mach 20, well over escape velocity. If Landman, Earth's fishiest hero, decides that having conquered the sea, having conquered the land, he now wants to go explore space, these rocket legs give him the ability to do that. Now, unfortunately, it does say here that the altitude is limited to 1,000 feet, although I'm not sure. You better have some good brakes on those rocket fish legs, because at that speed, you're going like 54 miles a second. So 1,000 feet straight up is a real short trip. But the dumbest thing here, I guess, is the juxtaposition between these very specific and marginally broken rules. I mean, in the sense that these speed multipliers are really always a bad idea. But nonetheless, these are specific rules meant for power balance, contrasted with the utter absurdity of this power, which keep in mind, like, you can use this with any energy expulsion power. So, you know, with fire or something, I guess I can just about buy it. You know, your legs would be kind of like a rocket. You kind of turn your butt and thigh area into sort of this focusing engine, and you shoot fire out, and that, like, propels you upward somehow. But what about electricity or lasers? Like, how desperate a superhero fight do you even have to be in to be thinking like, I've never tried this before, but I bet that if I transform my butt into a prism and use it to focus my natural laser powers and fire butt lasers at the ground, I will be hurled into the air by the recoil. And as long as I just continue pelting the ground thousands of feet below me with my butt lasers, it'll be as though I can fly through the air. As long as I don't run out of teeth to turn into lasers. And you know what? It's a superhero game. It's fine. The people of this world, both players and, like, just the common people who live within this fiction, they're used to looking up in the air and seeing a superhero with a prism butt firing lasers at the ground below, soaring through the night sky like a flashlight hurled butt first at a rowdy sleepover. It's comic books. It's okay. It doesn't have to make sense. But when you pair it with these very specific rules about how it has to work, like you have to have energy expulsion. Could you just turn your butt into a rocket engine? No, of course not. That would be ridiculous. You can't just expect to turn your butt into an engine and transmute your internal organs into fuel and fly. No, you also have to have the power to generate lasers from your butt. Then you can turn your internal organs into lasers and shoot them through the prism that is your butt, and then you can fly. That's fine. But you're limited to a maximum altitude of 1,000 feet, and your speed is strictly limited to 10 times the speed of however fast you can run. So you better start working out. You better start jogging. Maybe start training for marathons, because the better you are at running, the better you are at butt lasers. Contrast this with the aforementioned long, creepy limbs, which have no mechanical support whatsoever. And honestly, that's fine. Like, can you run three times as fast because you've got giant stilt legs? Sure. Like, the rules don't say, so it's up to the GM, and that's fine. So as with yesterday, even though I do love alter limbs, I think it's a lot of fun, I do have to identify rocket legs as the dumbest thing on this page, just on grounds of implementation. An absurd idea, mechanics that don't quite work, classic Palladium stuff. But if you think a superhero who rains anal lasers down upon the city is the most dangerous one we will talk about in this section, you are sadly mistaken. Join me next time for an even more dangerous superpower on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.